Jared the GM live from the Lexus Lounge watch party. We got all the TVs in front of us. We got a big signing in the AFC South we'll get to in a second. We'll get to Deion Lewis when he gets to the podium as well. But first, it's time for a scoreboard update. These games have gone final. Kansas survives Pennsylvania 76-60. They move on. Gonzaga 68, UNC Greensboro 64. Tennessee, the Vols knock off Wright State 73-47. Rhode Island in overtime 83-78 over Oklahoma. Games currently going on. Duke is in charge of 15-seeded Iona with 8:29 to go in the ball game. They're up 78-52. Miami in the second half with 14 minutes to go, up 41-36 over Loyola Chicago. The winner of that will take on the Vols. Meanwhile, Ohio State over South Dakota State, 38-29. That in the first half. And Seton Hall, the Pirates, are up 18-11 in the first half against NC State. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Houston Orthopedic Clinic, or the Houston Clinic's Orthopedics. They have 9 locations to take care of all of your orthopedic needs close to home. Visit Houston, Houghston.com. Go Tennessee. Jared and the GM, as we are live here at the Lexus Lounge. So we're about to hear from Deion Lewis. So what did you think of Malcolm Butler? I mean, the truth is, whatever it was with the Patriots, either everyone's telling the truth and it was a coach's decision and you move on from the Super Bowl, or they're not going to tell you. And I've just come to the conclusion that it's probably the latter, but they're never going to tell me, so I'm never going to know. Deion Lewis at the podium now.
The trainers, you know, everybody that's been there a part of my life for the past 3 years, I had a great run there. And I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities they presented to me and my family. So I just want to take the time and make sure they know that I definitely do appreciate everything they've done for me. But it's time to move on, and I'm happy to be a part of the Tennessee Titans.
How tough was it to leave New England? You know, what sort of went into your decision to come here?
It was a tough decision, you know, just because, you know, I've developed great relationship with guys on the team. I love those guys, and I always will. So it definitely was a tough decision. But at the same time, you know, I'm all about moving forward and trying to make the most of my career. And I think that being here will definitely help me become the player I know I am.
What'd you like about the situation here?
It's a great situation. You know, I love the coaching staff. Excited to get to work with Henry. He's a great back. He's a big back. So I think that me and him together, we definitely could work very well together. You know, two different style guys, but both very hard to tackle.
What's your sense of how that is going to work?
You know, it'll work. You know, I'm coming from a situation where I've shared the ball. So, you know, I'm used to sharing the ball, and I'll have no problem doing that here. You know, but at the same time, I'm coming to compete. So that's one thing I am coming to do.
Do they give you an idea, Deion, of how things might break down in terms of the two-back situation?
No, we haven't gotten into the details of that, but, you know, I never really worry about that. You know, I just worry about, I just know I'm going to come here and work hard and compete every day. So if I do that, I feel like everything will work itself out.
What do you think that does to a defense when you got a big back like Henry in the back, and you just got quickness, catch the ball in the backfield like you? How much does that 1-2 punch challenge defense, you think?
I think it'd be a huge challenge for defenses because, you know, you got a guy a lot bigger than me, and then you got a guy with me that's quick and could break tackles too. So I definitely think it's going to make the defense be on their toes of who's in the game, and he's hard to tackle. But just when I get in the game, you can't think I'm easy to tackle because I'm not. So I think that we definitely be able to work together and use each other's skill set to benefit each other.
So you're not looking to run around guys, you'll run through
them? Whatever it takes to get the most yards on that play.
What'd you do, what were you doing especially well towards maybe the second half of last year? The numbers really good in terms of rushing. What did you feel like you were doing well?
You know, just being patient, using my blocks to my advantage, just bringing my overall game as a whole together, and you know, just gain some momentum towards the end of the year, and I'm just trying to carry that momentum to this offseason and to this season here with the Titans, so I could help this team win some games, and I'm very confident and happy to be here.
How did you make it feel when free agency started? I think you were maybe 8-10 teams were mentioned as being interested in you. How did that make you feel? And you talk about the fit here. How did Tennessee kind of move to the forefront of all
this? They're always a team on the top of my list. Just, you know, the situation here, they have a great running back already. So Obviously, you know, you always want to have two great running backs at the same time. So I looked at that opportunity, and I seen the way that I felt me and him could work together out of the backfield would be great for both of our careers. So that definitely was a big factor. And, you know, Coach LaFleur, his scheme, you know, I feel like his schemes could definitely benefit my skill of play. So that definitely was a big part of it as well. Logan's a big part of this as well. I talked to Logan. What day was that? Tuesday and Wednesday morning? I think it was Tuesday morning. I talked to him. I texted him. I told him what I was thinking about doing, and he just had nothing but great things to say about the city, the organization, John Robinson. And Logan's a guy that I know that how hard he works, because I've worked with him in the past in New England, so I know what type of player and competitor he is. So when he had nothing but good things to say about the city, so that definitely gave me a lot of confidence.
What stood out most to you about what he had to say?
Oh, just the city. You know, he just mentioned he just bought a house and he's only been here for a year. So to buy a house that quickly, you really must love the area you're in. So that definitely meant a lot to me. And Malcolm came too, so that was another big one.
Can you give us a scouting report about Malcolm?
He's a scrappy player. I don't think he really sees who he's guarding. He just sees somebody in front of him just try to take what's his, and that's what makes him so good. He doesn't care who he's guarding. He'll never back down from anybody, and he's going to compete till the play is over. So there's times you might think the guy's got to catch, and he's fighting the whole play to the end, to the ground, and the ball comes out. So that just characterizes him as a player.
Yeah, you know, you kind of had to fight your way back in after 13 and 14. You feel like almost kindred spirits with him? I mean, you're draft style is bigger than his, but he's kind of a self-made man, and it seems like after that, those couple of years, you are one too.
I just try to make the most of my opportunities. Whether they're a lot of opportunities or a little bit of opportunities, I just know I'm going to keep working hard and make the most out of them, and that's what I'm going to continue to do here. So I'm just ready to get to work and improve what type of player I am.
You talked about Malcolm and Logan. Head coach came from the Patriots, GM. Was there talk in your discussions of trying to replicate as much of that system up there as they can down here?
I wouldn't say that. I just think that, you know, they're trying to bring good football players here. Good, smart football players, you know, got Logue, and obviously Malcolm here, and Coach Rabel played with the Patriots. So it's a lot of carryover, but at the same time, they're just trying to get good, talented players to win, and I'm just happy that they thought of me as one of those players to help.
Did you prove something last year? Do you have any defense healthy for the entire year and very productive after a couple of years of injury?
I think I proved a little bit, but, you know, the way I believe in myself, I know that I could take my game to a whole nother level. So that's why I'm just so excited to be here and get a fresh start and just start working. I wish we could start working tomorrow. You know, that's how excited I am. And just to go out there, and I got biggest expectations for myself, and not only for myself, but this team as well. So it's a great place to be, and I'm happy to be here.
The 180 carries, though, I think it was like three times shortest carries you had in the season. How important was that to you at this level to show it?
It's good. I mean, the coaches gave me opportunity, and I took it and ran with it. So, I mean, I can't control how much I get the ball. The only thing I can control is how hard I work and the plays I make when I get the ball. So I'm going to continue to do that, keep my head down, keep working like I've had my whole entire life, and the good things will happen.
How different working with Mariota, a guy who will leave the pocket, compared to a guy who virtually never leaves the pocket?
I think it'll help my game. You know, he's a very athletic player. He's a great quarterback, so having a guy that the defense got to worry about running as well definitely opens up some lanes in the running game. So just happy to be a part of him. He's a great player. I remember watching him in Oregon, so I know a lot about him, and just ready to see him scrambling around and dump it off to me for a little check down. So it's just going to be exciting.
How discouraging was, I guess, early in your career when you did have to deal with injuries, and what was kind of the breakthrough? Was there a breakthrough moment for you when things started to turn?
I wouldn't say that, because, you know, I believe in myself. So no matter what happens, no matter how bad things may be at the time, I always believe in myself. So I don't really let what happens bother me. You know, I just keep working, and I know that I can overcome anything, because, you know, I've overcome a lot of things that many people can't overcome. So no matter how bad things get, I know that with the faith I have and the belief I have in myself, I can always turn things around.
Can you explain that a little bit?
What's that? I mean, just my life, just the way I grew up, the way my parents pushed me, not really being looked up to. So, man, it's a tough situation, man. It's just It's emotional. But I'm be all right.
Pretty thankful, I guess, for the team believing in you and being with you in hearing right now.
I mean, it's good to have people believe in you, and I just gotta make it right.
So, I mean, it makes you such a good pass catching back. You know, what do you do so well?
Just using my quickness and using my smarts. Just knowing that I don't think there's just the confidence I have in my ability. When I see a linebacker trying to guard me, I know that I'm expected to win. So anything short of that is not acceptable to me. So I just try to use that, the motivation, and I just try to use my quickness and my leverage, just try to read those guys. And I know that I could change my direction way quicker than they can. So I just know that, and I just take my time.
What do you think about, you know, your journey being in Philadelphia, getting cut, and now getting this contract? What sort of goes to your mind when you think about that whole period?
I'm going to just show everybody. Just continue to keep working hard and proving people wrong that ever doubted me, called me too little, not fast enough, not strong enough. So I just use all that as motivation. And this is just the beginning for me.
Money aside, what did Don Robinson have to say to you that convinced you this is where you needed to be?
Just talking to him and just feeling comfortable. I just wanted to be a place I felt comfortable. I felt where I felt wanted, and that's what I feel here. So,
when you coming out of high school, Miami, Ohio, I guess the officer scholarship, Tulane officer scholarship, Pittsburgh. I mean, were there a lot of teams, or were there just a handful of teams back then? Before you sat on Pittsburgh,
nobody's ever wanted me. So,
yeah,
that's why I'm the person I am today. And the way I work, that's who I am. And just being doubted your whole life, just using that, just, you know, I would never be bitter for not getting a chance for anybody. But, you know, they're going to feel that pain when they see the success I'm going to have, though. So I just try to carry that and just keep pushing, do whatever I can to make this situation right.
That's what Malcolm kind of talked about, having a chip on his shoulder. Sounds like you, is that what kind of drives you on a daily basis, just on the doubters, and you talk about your size? That motivate you to work during the off season and from the practice week?
Oh yeah, just every time I get on the field, I just try to work as hard as possible because I know it'll all be gone like this. In 2014, I was at home. So.
Good. Thank you.
Congratulations. He's running back Deion Lewis. I think it's glad for him to be wanted somewhere.
Yeah, I would say so. God, he got emotional.
I was not ready for that when
no,
it happened.
No, me either.
But you can tell, we talked about the chip on Malcolm Butler's shoulder being a street free agent who made it in the NFL. And you hear about the ups and downs from Deion Lewis there. Obviously, that's something that chip is still on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. And those, you know, New England makes a living with these kind of kids. I mean, they bring them in and they're, you know, everything's wrong. They're too small. They're too slow. They're too this. They're too that. But they're good football players, and they just bring them along, and they keep, you know, it's interesting because the theme you hear from these two guys is the same. You know, all the words they use, hard work, competitiveness, do my best, you know, all the things that
share the ball.
They preach on a daily basis. They're all are living examples of that. You know, it's really big.
We'll get into some of this coming up next, as well as a scoreboard update and much, much more. But I was kind of moved there listening to Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the kind of guy you want on your team. Jared of the GM, we are live in the Lexus Lounge, where, again, they got the watch party going on. We got all the games in front of us. Boy, it's fun to be here. Jared of the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.